Honorable President of the World Health Assembly, Vice Presidents of this Assembly, WHO Director General Dr. Margaret Chan, Excellencies, Delegates, Friends, Ladies and Gentlemen. Health systems need to respond better and faster to the challenges of a changing world. This message was articulated in the World Health Report 2008, Primary Health Care Now More Than Ever. The report further stated that health systems are developing in directions that contribute little to equity and social justice and fail to get the best health outcomes for their money. While people worldwide may generally be healthier, wealthier, and living longer compared to several decades ago, the report also noted that substantial progress in health has been deeply unequal. The growing inequities seen not only between countries, but even more so within countries. The changing landscape of international health, the shifts in disease patterns and nature of health problems, and the emergence of new health challenges have pointed to the need for reforms in health systems. We couldn't agree more. The Philippines took a close look at the health sector, its health system, to better understand the problems and reach solutions towards providing health of good quality to all Filipinos. The Philippines is not found wanting in healthcare reforms, in initiatives to improve health system performance. However, as anywhere else, continuing challenges require periodic review and adjustment in the system. One such challenge is ensuring that healthcare of good quality is available, accessible, sustainable, and affordable to the population. A main element of the reform is to bridge the gap and reduce barriers to access to healthcare, to reduce exclusion, and to work towards universal coverage. The 1991 Local Government Code of the Philippines and the 1995 National Health Insurance Law were two key policy initiatives that to this day shape and influence the organization and financing of the Philippine health system. The Local Government Code devoted the management of public sector health facilities to the local government units. The National Health Insurance Law was the legal framework that paved the way for expanding a single-layer health insurance system to achieve universal health coverage. The Philippine Health Insurance System, or PhilHealth, was established with a mandate to expand the formal health insurance and put in place mechanisms to enroll the informal sector workers. A government-financed indigent program was also eventually launched to further advance the goal of universal coverage. Early reviews showed some successes. However, government also faced challenges in speeding up reforms, in advancing decentralization and implementation of the national health insurance. Thus, the health sector reform agenda was launched in 1998 and improved in 2005, aimed to secure more, better, and sustained financing for health, assure the quality and affordability of health goods and services, and ensure access to the quality of essential basic services, and to improve performance of the health system. By 2010, or 15 years hence, universal coverage in the Philippines was still to be achieved. For example, about a quarter of the population, or 5 million families, still didn't have any form of health insurance, and public health services such as prenatal care, immunization, and family planning were hardly accessible to about 3.5 million families. Building on the previous policy and program initiatives and learning from lessons from the past, the Aquino Health Agenda was formulated with a deliberate focus on the poor to ensure that as the implementation of health reforms move forward, nobody will be left behind. Thus, the Aquino Administration Health Agenda of Kalusugang Pangkalahatan, all Filipinos, especially those belonging to the lowest two income quintiles, have equitable access to quality health care. A centerpiece of our Kalusugang Pangkalahatan is financial risk protection for the poor, which government hopes to achieve by first, expanding coverage of the poor and informal sector. Second, increasing availment of PhilHealth benefits through facilitation of enrollment and intensification of information dissemination and streamlining of requirements for availment of benefits and fast-tracking of transactions. And third, increasing the support value of PhilHealth through a no-balance billing or no-out-of-pocket payment in public hospitals. Health facility enhancement is another feature of our Aquino Health agenda. The national government allocated about $415 million for the past 2 years for the improvement and upgrading of health infrastructures and capacities to support our government intensified effort to achieve the Millennium Development Goals. Prioritized health facilities from barangay health stations to rural health units to district, city, and provincial hospitals to medical centers are being upgraded. Public-private partnership between local government units and the private sectors have resulted in additional investment for health facilities enhancement, including procurement of medical equipment and deployment of mobile clinics in geographically isolated and depressed areas. Recruitment and deployment of additional health personnel to serve in far-flung areas are underway through programs such as Doctors to the Barrios and 22,500 nurses for health and local service, as well as the rural health midwife placement have been put in place. By the end of 2011, a total of 16,000 community health teams have been trained and are ready for deployment in selected communities, serving as the first level of contact between the community and the health system. These community health teams are responsible for assessing health needs in the respective communities, providing basic health information and services, promoting a healthy lifestyle, and proper health-seeking behavior among the population. Community health teams that have evolved and developed through the years since the declaration of Alma Ata in 1978 still represent the best hope for a truly sustainable, equitable, socially and politically acceptable health system. With the structural policy and financing reforms that national government has put in place and the political will and leadership of local government executives, the empowerment and engagement of the community as partners in health care may very well spur and sustain the move towards universal health care in our country. With this, I would like to challenge everyone. Universal health coverage is everyone's responsibility. Let us all work together and translate these policy statements into concrete actions to make universal health coverage a reality for all. Thank you and good day.